everyone, and welcome to the Bright and Fit podcast. It's a beautiful day today. I'm your host and friend, Tatiana. On this first episode, I wanted to introduce myself briefly and share with you some fun facts about myself. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and send your questions, topic ideas to brightnfit1@gmail.com. So guys, I am originally from Nicaragua. I moved to the U.S. at a very young age. I pretty much grew up in both places, I feel. Life for me was always a mix, filled with lots of music, dance, books, languages, you name it, and of course food. I am from a Latino heritage, and you'll hear throughout the podcast a lot of my interviews that have that touch of English and Spanish, and I want to make sure that the Latino community also identifies with this podcast. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I started dancing at a very young age. I believe it was in elementary school when I can remember that. All I can remember is trying to win all kinds of dance contests. And then later on, I joined my high school dance team. Later as well, subsequently, I joined a professional dance team. That was fun. And with the professional dance team that I used to participate with, we used to attend galas and shows at the National Theater and other venues. I also struggle with an eating disorder, believe it or not, but more to come on that. So yeah, basically I have been dancing all my life. I started very young. I think I was like 13 years old when I first started going to dance practice and going to actually get into the routine of every weekend. It was only on the weekends that we would practice. We would practice Saturdays and Sundays. And then from Monday to Friday, I would be a regular high school student at that time. So many challenges at this young age. I remember that I was always going back and forth from Nicaragua to the U.S. And part of that is because during my high school years, when I was in the dance team, then move on and transition to college in Nicaragua, I was involved with a lot of projects. And during college, it wasn't really a lot about dancing. So I grew up, and after lots of hard decisions and considerations in college, I decided to move to the U.S. forever. I went to school down in Nicaragua for business. I graduated in business administration. I have a bachelor's degree, and I was going to volunteer in mission trips. I was part of a group of self-improvement in college. I kind of focused my efforts more into the intellectual part as opposed to dancing. I just don't remember. It don't feel like the dancing world was gonna really take me to a professional career at that time. I mean, I love dancing. I love performing. I love meeting new people. I loved practice, of course. It was exciting. It was hilarious. It was a bunch of teenagers, and we were learning, we were dancing, we basically were growing up together, and the shows were spectacular. I loved seeing my family come and see me and inspire my little niece at the time. She's not little anymore, but I remember the struggle of going back and forth between high school and then dancing, and then preparing for college, trying to be a normal child, trying to be a normal teenager, and trying to kind of meet up, you know, meet up everyone's expectations at the time. I come from a semi-large family. I have a brother that I grew up with and a sister that I grew up with down in Nicaragua. None of them live in the States. But as I mentioned, as I will mention in future episodes more about me, my brother lives in Costa Rica, and I don't think he ever saw me perform at the theater. But my family, for the most part, was there, and it was kind of an outlet for me. It's always been an outlet for me to be in front of the camera at the time, not anymore, but just dance. It takes me to a place of happiness, excitement. It takes me to a place of, I lose myself, I guess, while I'm dancing. It's something that I've always enjoyed. Part of the inspiration is my sister, my older sister. She's very creative. She's very friendly. She's always upbeat. And I remember at a young age, just dancing in the living room. We were dancing to old records, or all VHS, whatever you call that. At the time, we were just on TV, just putting, you know, the VHS big black disc in there, and just dancing a move, like busting a move, and just having a fun time. And everything was just loud. I mean, when I moved to the States, between my transition, I actually wanted to go to school. I went to school in Oklahoma City, and I was in a dance team. I was in a ballet team at the time, and it was a very difficult time. It was a very strict schedule, and I was trying at the time to go to school 3 years back in Nicaragua when I was studying business administration. And then on the third year, I wanted to change to broadcasting and journalism. I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to talk about the news. I wanted to talk about anything. I just wanted to be on TV and to engage with people and kind of provide useful information at the time. It was very difficult to not have done that, but at the same time, I loved what I went to school for, and I met a lot of people from different countries when I was at the dance team in the university in Oklahoma. But the hardest thing for me was leaving my parents. At the age of 19 is when I started transitioning. From 17 to 19 is when I started transitioning back and forth traveling. And it was really difficult to leave my parents specifically because they were not together. And my dad, I was very close to my dad. He has passed, but I was very close to him, and it was difficult for me. I'm always going to be, and I was and always will be, a daddy's girl. But he supported me in anything, always. He was always very supportive. I had a very supportive family, from doing whatever I wanted in school, studying whatever I wanted, you know, joining a dance team, or if I wanted to study abroad, and which they were not super excited about, but my family was always supportive. And my dad specifically, he supported me always, and I miss him so much. I'm sending kisses to heaven. So when I went to college, I graduated actually in Nicaragua. I graduated with a business degree, as I mentioned, and I retook my life for dance. Now as an instructor, in 2011, I took a license and started teaching. During that time, I had already had my daughter. I have two daughters, and my oldest daughter at the time was 4.5 years old, I believe. 2.5 years old. She was 2.5 years old. And I started teaching just at a local, you know, the community center in the community that I lived, the apartment complex that I lived. And I had a very small amount of people. I loved it. The room was carpeted. It didn't matter. I was charging like, I believe it was like $2 per person. I don't know what I was thinking. But I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. And I got married. I married in Oklahoma City, where then moved to a different state. I moved to Arkansas and I continued teaching. But then I got a formal job, and when I had taken the job at the time, in a different city, in a different state, I was still teaching, and I was actually teaching at a boxing, like a boxer's gym. It wasn't like a female, kind of like female friendly. It was more a boxer's gym. I remember they had like an MMA cage, and people who are listening to this podcast and know me from teaching there know that it was always fun to have male come and just dance with us. It was hilarious. I enjoyed it a whole lot, especially because the gym owner was a very kind person. He was a very nice guy, older guy, who was always super, super, super sweet, super gentle with all the ladies there, but very so strict with his MMA team, and he was always taking them to competitions. He was an MMA fighter himself, and he had a younger daughter, younger than me. So he was very nice. I really enjoyed my time teaching there, and I decided to take that formal job and continue just working and teaching, and things happened to not work out, and I got a divorce, and then I moved to Florida with my 5-year-old daughter at the time, and the perks of changes. But I love coming to Florida. Coming to Florida to me was the best decision I ever made. I feel closer to home. Of course, you know, the weather in Florida is completely different than in the States where I was living before, and especially the snow. I like snow. I just don't like to live in a state that has snow. But I enjoyed moving to Florida. I've lived here in Florida for about 6 years now, and I will not move anywhere else. My biggest goals in life are nowadays to motivate others with fitness and continue being an example for my children and love others unconditionally. I like to think that we all have a purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose in life, kind of like a higher purpose. And my purpose, the purpose of this podcast, is to be raw, to be consistent, to have an outlet for other people who want to talk about different topics that are not out there yet, or that people approach in a different perspective, especially after all this, almost a year and a half during this pandemic. My intent with this podcast, and I hope you know, if you're listening to this podcast, that I'm in no way a professional. I'm a normal person like you. I'm a normal woman like you, if you are a woman listening to this podcast. And I want to project positivity. I want to share tips, learning experiences, the love for fitness, the love for wellness, what I've learned, what other people can share. And I want to make sure that everyone has access to information. I like to think that we all are born with that purpose that I said, and I'm here to help. Let's grow together in knowledge, and I hope that this podcast brings you as much joy as it's bringing me, and I hope to connect with you in the future. Send me your ideas for topics, your questions to Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, and letter N, fit, F-I-T-1, @gmail.com, and let's chat. Much love, Tati. Until next time.